Genesis 2 verse 4. This is the account of the heavens and the earth when they were created, when the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. אלה תולדות השמיים והארץ בהיבראם ביום עשות אדוני אלוהים ארץ ושמיים. What is God? What is this being? What does it stand for? And how can we get to know better this thing we have such a great connection to? How can we get into this vault that will make us understand better the spirit, the being, the personality of God? This is done by knowing God's name. God, throughout the Old Testament and the New One, has many names. And it is only by studying each name and understanding each name's spirit can we start to grasp who is God. Now, one very important thing I would like to mention before we go into the names is the difference between the Hebrew language and any other language. When you study the names of God in English, they do not provoke in you the impact they provoke in a Semitic language, in the Hebrew language. When you say the word God, when you say any of the names, for instance, of the disciples, when you say Peter, these names are void of meaning in the English language, just like any other name in the English language. In the Hebrew language, every name has a meaning. For instance, the name Jesus is the name Yeshua. Yeshua is divided into two: Adonai ve-Yeshua, God and salvation. So immediately when I say the name Yeshua in Hebrew, I get a deep understanding of what the person is about. The person has been given this blessing by God of salvation, all just from hearing the name. Most of the names in Hebrew, even in the common era, mean something. Mountain, river, a sort of light. Every name has weight. Whether names like Peter, John, Michael, they are usually names that do not carry the same weight. Michael, for instance, might sound like Michael, the angel of God, but usually names don't have a really deep meaning. So who is God? And what is God's name? In Genesis 2 verse 4, we hear God's name for the first time as a reader. Later on, in Exodus, God's name is given to Moses and to the Israelite people. God's name, and the only real name he has that we can call him by, first of all, is Jehovah. In Genesis 4:2, it says, Adonai Elohim Eretz Veshamayim. Jehovah God Elohim Eretz Veshamayim. The name Jehovah in itself captures the essence of what is God. When people in Hebrew read the name, they see many things inside the name. The name captures, for instance, time, past, present, and future. So when you read it, you get a sense of things that were, things that will be, and things that they are. Just by reading the name, you know that this is an entity that is above time. So we are going to go into each specific name that gives this name another attribute. When they say Adonai Elohim, meaning Jehovah Elohim, it means a certain something. When we say Adonai El Elyon, Jehovah El Elyon, it means a different something. And all these different things comprise or allow us to understand what is the real God? What are all these abundant qualities that comprise that being that is basically beyond our understanding? We cannot get our head around all the different attributes and all the different abilities and manifestations of God. When we say Jehovah Yireh, when we say Jehovah Nisi, when we say Jehovah Rapha, what does it mean? It gives us doors to open. It gives us accessibility to understanding the thing that made everything around us, the thing that is the gist of all we know.